Hello, pets. Zita here. I would like to preface this message by saying that I'm probably recording it too soon. I am probably recording this message before I have fully developed my thoughts and assessed what my emotions really are. However, I have stuff to do this evening, and I'm not able to come back to this later. If it's still bothering me, I probably will, but yeah. So, I signed on to Twitter today after not being on Twitter for the entire day. I've been busy, I've got stuff to do. And I heard about yet another site which has uploaded or provided access or links to a lot of GWA content without the permission of, oh my God. Sorry, I'm just doing another look and it's making me really sad. With a whole load of GWA artists, and it's not GWA artists, it's GWA women. It's all women from what I can see here. I'm just slowly going through some of these pages. There apparently are 2,619 pages of content here. And every single one of these posts is a female voice. And when you click on one of these audios, you are taken to an audio player and you are able to play the audio. The site does credit the GWA artist. It gives you their name and the link so you can go to their profile and see who they are. It also gives you the source of the post, so if you click that link again, you can go directly to the post that these audios come from. And then there is another link in each of these which gives you access to an entire list of other uploads by that user. If I'm honest, it's quite well done. I mean, it's a very basic interface, it's ugly, but insofar as functionality goes, it's actually quite good. And it's not the first time this has happened, and it's certainly not the last time it's going to happen. I mean, it happens all the time. I hear about creators finding their work in places that they don't intend it to be. And I say creators because it's not just voice artists. It's sketch artists, it's block color artists, it's animators, it's voice artists. Basically, anybody in a creative field at some point or another has seen their work lifted from somewhere they put it and placed somewhere else without the permission. I mean, this isn't common knowledge, but I'm a novelist as well. And a couple of times a month, I'm having to send out DCMA notices for places hosting my novels without permission to have them removed. So this isn't something new to me. It's sadly very common. It's quite prevalent, and I don't think it's an issue that's going to go away because of the attitude generally displayed toward content on the internet. Oh, it's on the internet, I can access it easily, it must be free. or even, hey, it's free, I can do what I want with it. I have seen thieves, because that is the word, I have seen thieves on YouTube picking up content, this is back to audio content now, that is not theirs, and reposting it, repackaging it on YouTube, pretending it is their own. That's something that happens a lot, and that distresses me. And I've been quiet up to now because, well, I don't know, maybe because it didn't affect me directly or something. I mean, I don't think that's the reason, but I haven't done enough searching in myself to figure that out yet. But certainly if it's creators I know and I have discovered content uploaded elsewhere under someone else's name, I have told them, I have tried to help them however I can, being, you know, just another voice on the internet. But this time my content is there and I've never seen that before. I consider myself a small fish in a very, very big pond. And it's not unusual to me that I don't get noticed. And I almost feel that this time, this particular scenario, this site hasn't even done this with a kind of mission in mind, a specific, these are the artists I want to pick up. I think it feels to me like it's just a very general grab of every post on GWA that's marked as F for something else, you know, F for M, F for A, F for F. In fact, there might not be F for F on there. I haven't checked properly. I might check that, actually. And I feel that for my audios to be picked up, it's an indiscriminate, very general kind of, hey, all of this stuff is here. All of this stuff is free. Let's rehost it. You may notice that I'm speaking quite slowly because I'm still trying to figure out exactly how I feel. And that's difficult. I normally give myself time for things that are important, but I post content in a number of places. Where it can be enjoyed for free. And that is a proactive decision on my part to make some of my content free. There are a couple of reasons behind that. I'm doing it for fun and I like to share. It's easy. It increases reach. It requires less effort on my part to put something behind a paywall, you know. There are all sorts of reasons. But just because something is accessible for free doesn't mean it's free for you to do what you wish to it, surely. Does it? Is that the way the world works now? Just because you have permission to enjoy something for free, people feel that they can just take it and do what they want? That boggles the mind. It doesn't make sense to me. It's like, I don't know, like gym equipment in your local park. It's there, it's free, you can access it whenever you want. But you're not gonna, I don't know, you're not going to dig up the rowing machine and take it off somewhere else and put it in a different park, are you? It Anyway, I left a comment in the guest book of that site. Again, probably sooner than I should, probably before I'd figured out exactly what my thoughts were. When it comes to controversial or sensitive or big issues, I like to take my time. I do like to at least try to understand my own thoughts before I share them with anybody else. Because I want to be honest. But I don't like it. I think violated is the word I used. And I used it in a moment of passion when I'm bashing at my keyboard writing that comment. But I think that is an accurate description of how I feel. I feel violated. A lot of my content is free, and that is a very deliberate decision because I want people to be able to access it. But it's still mine. I still own it. I should still have a say in how it's used. I choose to post my free content on certain subs of Reddit, on my website, and on Literotica. Oh, and YouTube. That's it. Those are the places that you should be able to find my free work. If you find it anywhere else, I haven't put it there. And I feel that somewhere in the growth of the internet, we have forgotten how to respect people's property. Yeah? The content I release for free, it's still mine. I'm giving you access to it, but I'm not passing off ownership. It's not like saying, hey, I've got an old phone, I don't want it. You take it. It's like me saying, I don't know. It's like me saying, do you want to use my Switch for a bit? Or do you want to use my Xbox for a bit? Sure, use it, have fun, but don't take it with you when you go. You can tell I'm distressed because my analogies don't make sense. Where's my tea? I was reading through the comments on this site, and people are so angry, rightfully so, and so distressed. And it's that sense of violation, of being taken advantage of being disrespected. I do find it disrespectful, but I'm not naive about it. When I put something on the internet, I know full well that it's there forever. I mean, I recently discovered that there's a way to find deleted posts on Reddit. Like, Jesus Christ, nothing is sacred anymore. The internet is a slightly terrifying free-for-all. But I would still hope that there is a personal understanding of, I don't know, intellectual property and ownership and just general respect. Nobody knows the reasons behind why people place content in a certain place except the people who place it there. And they may have a legit safety reason for not having their content more widely available or in certain places. And it's entitlement. I'm trying to avoid using the word because I don't like the baggage that comes with it, but it is. It's an entitled attitude. Ooh, this is here and I want it. And that's not the way the world works. Nothing outside the internet works that way. So why does the internet work that way? There are people in that same comment stream who say things along the lines of, what, you've posted porn on the internet and you wanted it to be secret, are you stupid? It's like, no. I can't speak for other creators, but no, that's not my issue at all. And I said as much in my comment. My issue isn't that my work is there. I appreciate exposure, and I don't know who's going to come to my work through that platform and find something positive and build a meaningful relationship with my catalogue in the future. I don't know that. I can't know that. My issue is that the work is there without my say-so, without any consultation to me, without even considering whether or not I wanted it there. And yes, it's on the internet, it's free, I've made it easily available, but that doesn't mean I want it in places other than where I put it. This conversation has come up a lot on Backstage, and I might post this on Backstage as well, actually. People who save links, no, who save audios from Soundgasm. It's ridiculously easy to do. And again, I'm not naive. If someone hears an audio of mine that they like, I am not surprised if they download the audio from Soundgasm and keep it on their phone or on their laptop to listen to at their leisure for, like, I don't know, if they don't have an internet connection or something. That's fine. I actually don't care about that. I don't care. I'm not making money from my free stuff. It's not like it's taking anything out of my pocket. And what that does, what that action does, is give a listener the ability to enjoy something I've done whenever they like. That's fine. I mean, obviously, I'd prefer if you went to Soundgasm and did it, because it's helpful for me as a creator to see what's popular, what resonates with my listeners. And one of the ways I do that is by paying attention to play counts, okay? But I'm not naive. I'm going to keep saying that because I'm not. I'm not stupid. I understand that the convenience of it is something that's hard to ignore, and that people will download what they like of Soundgasm and keep it for themselves. I'm not going to hunt people down for that. What I take issue with is somebody circumnavigating the routes I have provided to listen to my content and making those widely available. And the conversation I saw on Soundgasm, not on Soundgasm, on Backstage not long ago was people pushing back against posts or people or sites who deliberately circumnavigated links from Reddit or Soundgasm. So compiling audios that they've downloaded in another place for people to listen to, or rehosting them somewhere. That's the simplest way to put it, isn't it? Again, I've not completely structured my thoughts yet. I'm still processing this. Yeah. And the conversation happens again and again, and nothing's changing. I can't decide if it's getting worse. I don't know, but the very fact that we're having this conversation over and over just tells me that it if it's not getting better, it's not getting worse. It just is. And some of the comments I've read on this site are from people saying, hey, do you have audios from such and such? They stopped producing content a while ago, but I really enjoyed their stuff. And I felt sick. I actually felt sick. just because you enjoy something doesn't mean you can have it forever. If a creator has gone out of their way to remove their content, to scrub themselves as best they can from the public eye, you need to accept that they're gone and that they've done it for a reason. You need to accept that you had a nice time listening to their stuff, but it's not available anymore. And you don't have a right to chase it down just because you enjoyed it. These people were asking for audios from people who have removed themselves from Reddit or removed posts for their own reasons. And it doesn't matter what those reasons are. What matters is that these creators have made that decision and acted in accordance with what's best for them as people. And then these other listeners, just because they enjoyed it, feel like they have a right to that content. And that, it's entitlement. It's horrifically, disgustingly entitled. And I find that hard to deal with. I find that hard to understand. Key example. Anonifun35 recently posted a beautiful goodbye message that made me cry for many reasons, because he was no longer producing content. He made a decision that was best for him and his life, and he took the time to come back to his listeners and explain, this is what's happening to me, this is what I need to do. Thank you for listening to me over the years, but I'm going now. And he's left Reddit, and he's left behind a selection of audios that he picked, that we freely have access to, and there won't be any more. And I'm sad by that. Of course I'm sad. There is a very small selection of people I listen to personally, because of the sorts of things I'm looking for when I listen to an erotic audio. I've got to admit, the vast majority of what is out there doesn't suit my taste. So when I find an artist I like, I cling to that artist as best I can. But Anonifun is gone. And that saddens me. I liked his stuff, but I'm not going to hunt it down. I'm not going to ask people if they have copies of his stuff. I'm not going to go out of my way to find deleted content and keep it for myself. Because that's not what he wants. If he wanted that, he would have left his content available on Soundgasm. He would have left his subreddit available. And I could go back whenever I wish, but that's not what he wants. And as a human being, respectful of another human being, that's fine by me. I'll miss his audios. But the internet is a big place, and I'm sure I can find someone else if I really want to. That's my attitude. And it boggles the mind that other people don't share that. Obviously, I am myself, I am an individual, a human being. Everybody feels different things about different things and has different thoughts and opinions. But the basic concept of respect of other people's property and right to privacy, I can't understand that there's people who don't get that. All right, I've been talking for 25 minutes, probably longer, and I feel like I still need to figure out what my thoughts are and what I'm feeling. So if you've somehow made it to the end of this, thank you so much for giving me the benefit of the doubt and sticking with me while I try to figure it out. If you've been able to hear this, then I've clearly decided that it was okay to post. But please bear in mind that these thoughts are not complete. They're not fully structured. I'm still figuring it out. And if I have the mental and emotional energy to give more time to figuring out what I think about an issue like this, I might do a follow-up, but I might not. So if you've made it this far, thank you. And I apologize for the scattered nature of the whole audio. I'm going to go. You might have been able to hear a lot of background sound. I've got shit to do. But I almost feel like this is a diary entry from when I was a teenager, you know, and I just got so overwhelmed by some thought or emotion that I had to get it out of my head somehow. That's what this feels like. And you know what? I'm only human. Sometimes we have to do that. I'm just in a very interesting position of being able to do that. And some people might actually listen to it or consume it in some way, which boggles the mind. That's a conversation for another time. The narcissist in me likes the idea that I can share these thoughts. The quiet human being in me is like, why do people give a shit what I think? But whatever. Thanks. If you're so inclined, I would be interested to hear, well, to see what you think. With you using the comment function. I'm inviting conversation. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm inviting conversation and discussion. What I want more than anything is to understand the mindset of people who create sites like this. Because I don't believe it's malicious. I really don't. I don't think the core emotion behind the action is malicious or vindictive or cruel. I actually believe that these people think that they're helping and that they are showing their admiration and appreciation for what we do by sharing it. Yeah. And I also think that they genuinely don't understand why creators get upset about it. And frankly, those are the people I want to speak to, because I want to understand their mindset and perhaps educate them as to why something like this is problematic and have a discussion that way. And maybe I'll learn something. I don't know. But we don't learn and we don't grow and we don't progress unless we have conversations. Okay. So I would very much appreciate having a conversation with people on both sides of this argument. Do you agree with sites like this? Do you disagree? Do you fall somewhere in the middle? Do you not give a shit at all? I would love to know. Yeah. So I'm going to post this. I'm going to post it on my sub. I'm going to post it on Backstage, and I'm going to link to it on my Twitter and probably my Patreon as well. If you have thoughts, I would appreciate you sharing them. And I will also say, I am inviting conversation and discussion. If anything gets flamey or cruel or nasty, I'm going to slam down hard on it, because that's not what I want. I want a conversation between grown-ass adults. Can we do that, please? Please? It's Wednesday. I'm tired already. I've still got the rest of the week to go, and I don't feel like fighting fires. Okay. Thank you. Hopefully I'll speak to you soon. Bye, pets.